joining me now by phone is a former broadcaster and celebrated writer, Peter Jennings. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. I'm delighted to be with you this morning on 91.9 Bob FM, or as we used to call it back in the day, CKLY Radio 910 on the AM dial.
I should have said, former employee of this radio station.
Yep, many moons ago.
And a television program host as well. Peter's Be My Guest. Well, you're here as an author to talk to us this morning. You're coming to Lindsay, and we will set that up and give the specific times in a little while. But last time I talked to you was about your shark book, Shark Assault.
Right. Yeah, which is doing very well. We're still doing presentations on that.
Well, that's good, but you've got a presentation on a brand new publication, and this is called Why Being Happy Matters. Tell me about your new book.
Well, Dave, yeah, exactly. Why Being Happy Matters. I interviewed 37 people from around the world who revealed to me some of their secrets of being happy. And, you know, we are living these days in a world that is dealing with increased levels of stress and anxiety. And whether you're concerned about what Donald Trump is doing south of the border, or what Brexit is going to do with the European Union overseas, or, you know, the war in Syria, or indeed closer to home, you know, making the mortgage payment, keeping the kids in school, making sure the car is running, all of these things, people seem to be dealing more and more with stress and anxiety. And I see happiness as a real antidote to that. And in fact, I interviewed 7 PhDs as part of my research for Why Being Happy Matters. And they confirmed to me that they also see happiness as an antidote. And in fact, Dave, it's really interesting because when I was talking to these folks, they showed me that people who are happy, who bring happiness into their lives, earn more money, make better decisions, perform at a higher level, enjoy greater levels of trust, negotiate better, and have more self-confidence, and maintain higher quality relationships. So what's not to like about that?
Well, yeah, isn't that what we're all looking for?
You got it. You got it. And, you know, I profile these people, but I'm hoping that Why Being Happy Matters will be a resource, because I try to show ways that people can, in fact, bring happiness into their lives and achieve some of those things I just talked about.
So you interviewed 7 PhDs among the 37 people. Who was the most interesting one that you talked to about this?
Well, from the PhD level, it was probably Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar. Dr. Ben-Shahar does lectures on Harvard University. And get this, Dave, I mean, obviously our listeners have heard about Harvard University. Mm-hmm. Well, his lectures on happiness are the most popular classes at Harvard. So it's not law or government or business, it's happiness. And one of the things he talked to me about is he teaches about 7 steps to happiness. And after a little cajoling, he finally agreed to share those with me, and they are in my book, Why Being Happy Matters. I'll give you one of them. And Dave, this is not brain surgery, you know. Number 4 on his list is simplify. We are all generally too busy trying to squeeze in more and more activities into less and less time. Knowing when to say no to others often means saying yes to ourselves, and that brings us happiness.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Did you find in talking to all these people in your book about being happy gave you a positive boost, made you more happy?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And the answer to that is yes. I learned a ton from these people. Because some of them are, I would say, you know, kind of hardwired to being happy. But others had some real downfalls in their lives, and they really had to pull themselves up by the bootstraps to get to be happiness. And you learn in the book how they have done that. And, yeah, that made me a happier person because there are things you can do in your life to increase your happiness, and as I learned from them, I'm a fairly happy guy at the best of times, but we could all be happier, and I did learn that from these people.
Well, that's just great. The book is Why Being Happy Matters, Peter Jennings, and you are coming to the Lindsay Library on Wednesday, April the 5th, next Wednesday.
At 2 p.m. am. Yes, Diane Lansdale at the library has invited me in, and I am going to be doing a presentation which will feature some of the anecdotes from people that I met when doing the research for the book, and then I will also do a partial chapter reading, which I think I'll do the one on Alan Fotheringham. I spent a delightful afternoon with Dr. Fov, and he's a very, very interesting guy, so I'll read part of that chapter.
Okay, very good. Next Wednesday, Lindsay Library, and everybody's welcome, right?
Everybody is welcome to be there at 2 p.m., for sure. And if people are into, I will have copies of the book there, which I'm happy to sell and do personal autographs. Or, in the meantime, if people want to get the book beforehand, whybeinghappymathers.com or the usual internet sources, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Indigo Chapters, etc.
Okay, Peter Jennings, author of the new book, Why Being Happy Matters. Well, we look forward to welcoming you back to Lindsay, and thanks for your time this morning.
Dave, thank you. It's great to be with you on 91.9 Bob FM, as always. Thanks.
You bet. Peter Jennings, thank you.